I'm Tucker Cornell, an eighth grader at Einstein Middle School. I'll be sharing a summary and excerpt of my story, Beyond the Window. This story is a glimpse into an astronaut's life. His name is Tom, and he struggles with his decision to become an astronaut, but soon becomes drawn towards space as if it's his home. The story also incorporates the lyrics of the song Space Oddity, written by David Bowie. Earth has never felt like home. At least, not since the day my mother left Dad and me. I can still remember that day. It was cold out, early in the morning. We lived in Iowa then. I almost didn't wake up to see her leave, but we lived in an old house, and every move you made was broadcasted through the rickety floors and had woken me up. When I saw her glowing white hair outside in the gray sky, I started running. I knew there was something wrong. My father's enclosing arms wrapped around me, preventing me from running to her. She turned back once and smiled. She then blew me a kiss. I caught it and placed it on my heart. She laughed at that, a really quiet and sad laugh. Her piercing black eyes darted away quickly, and I never saw her again. The last memory I have is an image of her walking into the cornfields and leaving forever. I do not miss the earth. I do not miss the house in Iowa. But I do not want to be stuck out here in space for much longer. I feel empty and alone in this vast darkness. I'm just a face in a small window looking out into a void of unknown blackness, flowering like poison ivy in an abandoned playground. One of the men in my crew yells at me, "We are getting ready to land on the moon." I secure myself in my seat and turn a knob. It is completely automatic. When I think about the action too much, I can't remember why I did it in the first place. And so I do not think, but instead I keep moving. I move my hands, shout, focus on the controls, and my crew until we are ready. We are landing. Landing on the surface of invention. I feel different this time. Different than I did during the liftoff. I feel the anticipation of the landing and the force of everything around us. It gets hot again. We are slowing down. The surface of the moon gets closer and closer. I can see marks and crevices in what looks like gray desert and hills. I can see small details of the patchy ground, and I hear silence. We did it. We have landed. "This is ground control to Major Tom," a familiar voice says to me. "You've really made the grade." I blink once or twice while my crew shouts and sings. I turn around and smile. "Do the papers want to know whose shirts I wear?" I say to ground control and jokingly to my crew. They smile and laugh. I feel their excitement rushing through me. We are all screeching like children over the static and occasional sounds of voices shouting on the radio. "Now it's time to leave the capsule," the deep, staggering voice says to me, "if you dare." While my comrades are laughing and excitedly moving behind me, I put on my suit. All I can hear are the words that deep voice just said to me. I now realize that I have worked my whole life for this moment, and now I am here. I move over to the door, slow and patiently. I see my left foot move in front of me, and then my right. I am walking towards the door of beginning. I am the Starman. I will open the door to a new day. I look up, and there it is. I am in front of the door that separates the gray hills from mankind and its future. I place my hand on the lever. Slowly, the door opens, and everything is silent. There is nothing between myself and the moon now. I walk outside of the capsule, and it is glorious.